Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a journey, not a destination. There are no mistakes, just chances we've taken. Lay down your regrets, 'cause all we have is now. Wake up in the morning and get out of bed. Start making
everyone. Welcome to Here's to Your Health with me, Dr. D, Dr. Doris, ND. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Here's to Your Health is brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station every Tuesday right here on Blog Talk Radio from 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock p.m. This is a place where the health enthusiasts gather to share accurate and thorough information concerning health, taking control of our health. Let me start by telling you guys, for some of you that's on for your first time tonight, I am not a medical doctor. I am a naturopathic or naturopathic doctor. I am an ND. And you may wonder, well, what exactly is that? I'm a doctor that uses natural modalities, holistic modalities such as prayer and herbs and whole food and good water and exercise rather than synthetic drugs to help improve the body's intrinsic ability to heal and maintain itself. Because God, you know, we serve a God that is so awesome, and he made these bodies so that they'll heal itself. And if you don't believe it, fall and scrape your knee or cut your hand, and you'll see how it'll just miraculously heal. Whew. Thank you, Lord. So, yeah, I am so glad to have you all join me tonight. I just want to give a kudos out to all of you guys that packed the house last Tuesday when we had Dwayne Saunders on, and his testimony concerning his kidneys and how the doctor wanted to put him on dialysis, and he chose not to go on dialysis. He chose a naturopathic route. And, ooh, if you could see this man, I'm telling you, you would be most astounded at just how miraculously, ooh, yeah. But you know what? Tonight, I want to share some things with you because fall is here. For those of you that didn't know, fall is here. And it's time to do some things to prepare our bodies, to get our bodies ready for fall and winter. You know, everybody's pushing the flu shot, and, you know, we don't do the flu shots. We do not do vaccinations. But what does April Renee say? Educate before you vaccinate. So for those of you that are considering the flu vaccination, please educate yourself. Please educate yourself. Go to I hope you got your pencils and paper ready. You know, I always say have your pencil and paper in case you want to jot down something. You got it right there. Okay, this is an opportunity. www.bacinfo.org. bacinfo.org, backinfo.org. Go and just check it out. Educate yourself. You know what they're putting in you. We're living in some really crucial times now, and we just can't be ignorant of the adversary's devices, y'all. We got to wake up. We got to be alert. We got to be vigilant as to what's going on. And we've got to take care of these body temples that belong to God. He's going to hold us responsible how we take care of these bodies. And, you know, a lot of times we're just doing some any and everything, putting any and everything in them and on them. But we've got to begin to take better care of ourselves. So that's what I want to talk about tonight. I want to talk about some awesome herbs that you should have in your arsenal. You know, every so often, periodically, I'll do a show and I'll tell you some more herbs that you should add to your herbal arsenal, as I call it. The pharmaceutical company says medicine chest. We call it a herbal arsenal. And it's just some things that you need to have on hand for this fall and winter so that you'll be prepared for what's coming. We don't know what kind of winter we're going to have, but we want to be prepared. We don't want to be just out there unaware and not knowing what's going on. Did you know, I heard some statistics today that was really so baffling until I said, no, I think it's got to be more than that, but this is it. Did you know that 15,000 of us die from cancer every day? Right now, you'll see a lot of the pink ribbons because the American Cancer Society and everybody is out doing the pink ribbons and this sort of thing. And I ask you, even with that, please educate yourself, because since Nixon called a war on cancer in 1976, cancer has escalated. Cancer is a business. It's a booming business. And I always give you books to read because it's always good to educate yourself. And tonight I want to share a book with you. It's called The Cancer Industry. The Cancer Industry. And it's by Ralph W. Moss, Ph.D. And this book, everyone should know that the war on cancer is largely a fraud. They're pushing right now, they're saying that this is Breast Cancer Month. We call it, in the naturopathic realm, Breast Health Month. Because whatever you put emphasis on, that's what becomes. We're not putting any emphasis on no breast cancer. Because, why? Because we're taking care of our health and our breast. We're doing what we're supposed to do to take care of ourselves, so we don't have to put an emphasis on cancer. Our emphasis on health, prevention. It was really amazing. I was a volunteer at the food bank a couple of days a week, and last week I was there and a gentleman introduced me to a friend that he brought in to volunteer, and he said, yeah, man, I want to introduce you to Doc. Doc, this is my friend Jim. And he said, yeah, man, she's a doc. She's a doctor. And the guy said, oh, okay, well, I'll have to get your number so I can remember you when I'm sick. And I said, well, no, I'm not that kind of doctor. I'm the doctor you see before you get sick. And he said, oh, okay, I've never heard of that kind of doctor before. I'm like, yeah, but that's what I do. My business, my passion is helping you maintain, regain, and improve your health using natural modalities. You know, everything we needed on this planet, God put it here before he put us here, the little herbs. The green vegetables. I like what my friend Dr. Laney says. She said, you know, we got to begin to consume more of God's pharmacy, pharmacy, rather than man's pharmacy, pharmacy. You get it? So that's what we got to do. We got to begin to eat more of the things that come from the earth. We came from the earth. We have to go back to the earth to repair, heal, rejuvenate these bodies. We got to begin to get rest, drink water. How's your bowel movements? Are you having good bowel movements? Because if you're not, then you need to really be aware of that. That can cause some really serious problems. Our body is so fearfully and wonderfully made. Everything that we have is there for a purpose. Everything. And there's a reason why God gave us that little hole called the anus. It's a reason for that. And, you know, that's something we don't talk enough about. We talk about everything else, but we never talk about our bowel movements. I remember when my father was diagnosed with cancer, he told us, he said that it was one time his stool was as black as tar. That is every indication that something is going on. That is every indication. But he just, oh, it's nothing. And today he's no longer with us. You see, we have to have wisdom. You know, the Bible says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. When I always tell my clients, pray and ask God to show you how to take care of your body and ask him to provide everything you need in order to do it with. And I am a witness that he will do that. He will do exactly that. So tonight I want to share with you some things about the fall. As many of you know that the autumn equinox occurred in the northern hemisphere on September the 22nd at 10:48, well, roughly 10:49 Eastern Daylight Time. Now, this is when the sun appears to move across the equator from the northern celestial hemisphere to the southern celestial hemisphere. And as an expression in nature, this is a time when crops are harvested, leaves are changing to bright colors. Aren't the leaves beautiful? Just bright colors as they float gently to the ground. And gathering and elimination are the traits of this season and can be seen in nature as well as in human health. So that's what I want to share with you tonight. Fall is here. Many of us are doing our cleansing. I've been on a cleanse now. This is my 10th or 11th day that I've been doing a cleanse where I'm not partaking of any solid foods whatsoever. I'm just doing a drink that's called a lemonade drink, and it's made of cayenne pepper, lemon juice, grade B maple syrup, and water. And it's phenomenal. I can't believe how much energy I have, but every year we do some form of cleansing, and we do it four times a year. You should cleanse your body four times a year with the changing of each season. You'd be surprised how many toxins we have in us, and we never take the time to cleanse. We got to cleanse. You got to cleanse the body. You got to cleanse before you begin to heal the body. You got to cleanse it. So fall is here, and this is the seasonal time when certain illnesses and health stressors are more dominant than at any other time of the year. You'll hear of a lot of people that has allergies and asthma and all kinds of skin disorders, and they really stress the body, and they predispose the body to a lot of other precursors. Now, prevention is always a strategy that we take. Instead of addressing the issue, we simply help to put the body back in balance so that it'll do what it does. The body knows what to do. All we have to do is assist it, give it the proper nutrition, give it good water, rest, exercise, and it'll do what it knows how to do. So now the large intestines and the lungs are the corresponding organs related to fall. So for those of you that have trouble or problems with your lungs and your intestines this time of the year, I know a lot of times I hear a lot of people say they have problems with asthma this time of the year. So it's simply because the large intestines and the lungs are the corresponding organs that's related to fall. And these are the organs that are in charge of the emotion of taking in and letting go. Taking in through the nose, breathe in through the nose, and let go through the mouth, such as the breath of life. And it's important as we transition from the hot season of summer to the cool of fall to prepare the bodies. To prepare ourselves. The nose is the gateway to the lungs, and that's why colds and flus are easier to catch during this time of the year than any other time. Keep your nose and your sinuses clean. And it's a good thing to, for those of you that don't have a neti pot, purchase a neti pot. It's a wonderful thing to have in order to keep your sinus passages, your nose clean. All you have to do is put a little sea salt in it or either oil of tajaput. But it's awesome because you have tiny little hairs in your nose. They're called cilia. And mucus and toxins and debris get caught up in these tiny little hairs. And it makes it hard for us to breathe. And then it feeds into the rest of our system through the sinus passages. And you'll wonder a lot of times why you'll be feeling fine and then all of a sudden the kids or something will come home or you'll come in contact with somebody that's sneezing and maybe you touch something they've touched and you rub your nose and the gateway or your eyes, the mucous cavities, or put your hands in your mouth. That's why we have to be so careful to tell the kids, wash your hands. Stress washing your hands. Stress good hygiene. So you want to keep your nose clean. You want to keep your sinus passages clean. Another thing you want to be aware of is constipation. Constipation is another very common health issue in fall because, once again, the process of letting go, it can be a difficult one, even in the process of elimination. During this time of year, we'll see more sleep difficulties, and it's simply because there's a change in the balance of light and dark. I want you to be very conscientious of your lungs and your intestines because they are two of the main organs for detoxifying and cleansing. Boy, this wonderful body that we have, it has to be clean. It has to be maintained, and that's our job. During this season and every season, but primarily during the fall and winter season, there's some things that we just need to know and be aware of so that we won't end up sick and prone to all these flus and things that's going around, the bird flu, none of this shall come nigh my dwelling, okay? I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, and I'm here helping you guys so that you can do what you have to do. We must keep the trash cleaned out of our bodies. Don't give viruses and germs a place to live. Keep the bowels clean. Make sure you have 2 to 3 bowel movements a day. I know some of you are probably saying, what? I don't have 2 to 3 bowel movements a week. You should. If you're eating 2 and 3 meals a day, you should be having 2 and 3 bowel movements a day. You remember when our babies were little, for those of us that have babies? Whenever you fed that baby, the next thing it did was what? Poop. Eat and poop. Eat and poop. We're supposed to eat and poop. If you're putting 18 to 22 meals in you a week and you're not eliminating but 2 or 3, where are all those other meals? Where are they? They're still in the colon, and we got to get it out. It's 2 things the body must do. We must take in nutrients, and we must expel waste, toxins. We got to get it out of us. You hear me say a lot of times that we see people walking around and they're kind of grumpy. I always ask them, I say, you know, have you had a good bowel movement? Because a lot of times if people are grumpy and irritable, it's because they're not eliminating as they should. And that's so very important. We laugh, but it's a very important process. And if you're not doing it, there's things that you should know that you should be eating more fiber foods, more raw foods. We're getting ready to start our raw classes back and teaching, educating different ones on how to prepare raw and living foods. Our food should look like it did when it came from the earth. A carrot. You don't have to put a carrot in anything. You know a carrot is a carrot, and you know where it came from just by looking at it. I'm not talking about a processed carrot. I'm talking about just a regular carrot, a beet, bell peppers, onions, garlic. This is an awesome time to get our fill of those kind of vegetables, and I'll talk about that a little later. But there's some herbs that can assist you in the process of cleansing. And they're Cascara Sagrada. Cascara Sagrada is an awesome bowel herb. Also, Turkey Rhubarb, CCEW, and Buckthorn. And for any of these herbs, if you're interested in any of these herbs, please feel free to go to my website, www.4yourgoodhealth.info, and click on Pure Herbs, And feel free to give me a call if you have any questions as to how you can purchase these herbs. Give me a call, 734-895-1940. I'd be more than happy to assist you, because that's why I'm here. That's what I'm here for. So now also with the changing of season from summer to fall, we need to tweak our supplies in our herbal arsenal. So with cooler weather comes a different set of illnesses, and we have to know how to nip them in the bud with the right herbal artillery. So one of the herbs I'd like to share with you tonight is astragalus. Astragalus is a powerful herb, and every home should have it. Why? Because it activates the liver to produce a substance called interferon. Interferon holds tightly to the surface of the body cells and causes them to produce their own antibodies, protein, which kills viruses and viral infections. Astragalus, powerful herb. It's astragalus, with its ability to see, it actually see to it that the viruses are killed. Isn't that awesome? And it can be very helpful as an answer to colds and flus this season. So provided a person has a decent diet, we can't eliminate the diet and the bowel movement, astragalus is a herb that you really want to have on hand. The suggested dosage for that is like 2 capsules of this antiviral herb twice a day, or 40 to 80 drops of the extract 3 times a day. And this is to prevent and help remedy the onslaughts of the colds this cold and flu season. Now, astragalus also strengthens the ability to digest. It repairs chronic lung problems. It reduces fluid swelling. It provides energy by being an adrenal gland nutrient. And it increases circulation. So this is a true friend. This herb is a true friend of the immune system, and it's a potent energy builder. So every arsenal should have this herb. So that's one you want to put on your list. You want to jot that down, astragalus, A-S-T-R-A-G-A-L-U-S, astragalus. Now, I just want to let my friends know in the chat room, please don't feel bad if I don't chat with you tonight, because in sharing this information, it's kind of hard for me to type too. So if you have a question and I don't get to you tonight, please just, shoot me an email at ybpo411@yahoo.com, and I'll get right back to you. But for those of you that's online tonight, if you have a question or a comment, all you have to do is press option 1 on your telephone keypad, and I'll be able to bring you in, and you can either ask your question or make your comment, okay? Okay, so that's astragalus. So that's number one. And I always have astragalus on hand, always. The next herb you want to have on hand is called arnica, A-R-N-I-C-A. Now, this herb is for external use only. You only use it externally, and it's a powerful herb. And this is a year-round herb. It stops pain. It's used for any kind of arthritic aches, and that's often set off by seasonal change. During this time of the year when the weather starts to get a little nippy, little cold, you'll hear a lot of people saying that they're having arthritic problems or they're hurting in their joints. Well, this is a way to remedy it. Another way to alleviate it is with alfalfa, but we'll talk about that later. But this herb you should have in your arsenal, because it's an excellent first aid for removing trauma. whenever you have any kind of trauma to the body, when you fall, when you smash your finger, anything like that, you should always apply Arnica. You have to remove the trauma in order for the injury to properly heal. You know, a lot of times we'll have injuries and it'll seem like it'll go away, and then before you know it, that pain is back. It's because you didn't remove the trauma, and that's what Arnica does so very well. It also works on bruises, on sprains, on broken bones, on contusions. All you have to do is rub it on the sore spot, but do not use it on broken skin. It's an external use only herb. Another herb that you guys hear me talk about is oil of cajeput. You can use it for any and everything. And this is one that my daughter in Georgia, she really loves oil of cajeput. And she shared with me some things that she used hers for that I never even knew you could use it for. So, I mean, oil of cajeput is an herb that you must have on hand. It's oil, O-I-L, of cajeput, C-A-J-E-P-U-T. I'm going to move a little fast tonight because I've got a lot I want to share with you, and the time is really moving. So I'm going to be moving. Anything you miss, just either give me a call or shoot me an email, and I'll be more than happy to get back with you on it. But oil of cajeput, if the cold and flu has taken a hold on you, simply sprinkle a few drops of oil of cajeput on a handkerchief or a tissue and just breathe deeply. Breathe deeply. It'll open up sinus passages immediately. In cases of flu and things like tight chest and fever or laryngitis, all you have to do is place one or two drops directly on your tongue. I like to put it under my tongue and just chew it. When I say chew it, I mean just let it mix with your saliva. Just let it mix with your saliva and then swallow it. And you can also apply several drops to your throat and your chest area and just cover up and sweat the mucus loose. Oil of cajeput will penetrate and break up infected mucus. In fact, you'll begin to cough up mucus so thick it looks like thick tire tread. But in a short time, you'll be back jumping and running and shouting and praising and everything. So oil of cajeput, that's a herb of must. You must have that in your arsenal. Also, oil of cajeput, it's a pain reliever. If your sinuses are blocked, if you have, you know how you have sometimes those sinus headaches and it hurts all up in your sinus passage, all around the bridge of your nose, up under your eye socket, it'll hurt. All you do is put a drop on a cotton ball and just run it along your sinus passage, along your nose, and you'll be surprised how it'll just immediately take away the headache. You may cough up mucus, and you'll see once you begin to cough up this mucus, you'll see just how much better you feel. Also, the same thing can be done for a toothache. If you have a toothache or any kind of abscess going on, this does not replace you going to a doctor. This is just like the night before until you can get to the dentist the next day, especially in the case of an abscess. You do not want to play with an abscess. We just heard about a guy about 4 months ago that was trying to treat an abscess with peroxide and water. Listen, don't do it. Don't play Russian roulette with your life like that. Peroxide does nothing for an abscess. That's poison in your system. And what happened was he kept trying to rinse with it and rinse, and his mother said he would come up out of the basement every so often and she would hear him, you know, gargling and rinsing, and she didn't know that it was as bad as it was. So the next morning he didn't come up, and she went down and in the basement, and he was dead. and his face looked like a balloon. He was swollen together. So don't play Russian roulette with your life. Your oral health is so very important. It is so very important. And I'd like to just get in here. If you know somebody that does not have dental or health care benefits, maybe because they just can't afford the high cost of or the deductibles of traditional insurance, tell them to go to my website. I offer what's called health care benefits, and for everybody can afford something. You see, because in the time of a health emergency, it can literally destroy you financially. So you must have something in place. So go to my website, click on healthcare, health and dental, or dental and healthcare benefits, and take a look at a plan that I offer. It's through a company called Ameriplan, and they've been around for years and years and years, so they're not the new kids on the block when it comes to this kind of healthcare and dental benefits, okay? So all you do is put a drop of oil of kajaput on a cotton ball, and you lay it between the gum and the cheek, and it will literally stop a toothache. You can use oil of cloves, essential oil of cloves, to do the same thing. Another herb you'll want to have is valerian root. When a person has gone for so many nights without sufficient rest, sometimes when you're sick, you lay there and you can't rest. This is where valerian root comes in. You can take 40 to 80 drops of the extract and a little juice, and it will provide blessed relief. It's also for any kind of nervous agitation. If you're experiencing any kind of thing like that, valerian root is the herb of choice. And it's simply because it's a gentle herb. It's a proven source of absorbable vitamin vegetable calcium, and it can be taken on a regular basis during the daytime because it's non-addictive. This is a non-addictive herb. In fact, valerian root does not even produce the side effects as traditional synthetic drugs like Valium, for instance. But check this out. Did you know that Valium was copied on the scientific information gained by investigation of valerian root? And a lot of our other synthetic drugs were done like that, like willow. Aspirin, a component of aspirin is willow, and then they added a lot of other synthetic drugs with it to make the compound aspirin. But willow is a powerful herb, and it works just as well as aspirin, even better, but without all the side effects. No, you don't have to worry about any ulcers in the stomach and things like this. So it's best to take a look at the herbal world. It's a, you know, the Bible say the first shall be last and the last shall be first. Herbs are making their way back around because people are sick and tired of being sick and tired and sold a line of goods. When it comes to medicine, that's another book you got to pick up. Medicine, M-E-D-I-S-I-N, by Dr. Scott Whitaker. It's a powerful book. It tells us women how we got to get rid of all that underwire in our bras, you know, how it obstructs the lymphatic flow under our breasts. Throw those wire bras away, or either just remove the wire. Take the wire out of them. It may be a good bra. You may not want to throw it away. Just take the wire out. But valerian root comes in a tincture. It comes in an extract. And it comes in tablet form, and it also comes in capsule form. Now, when you hear me say tincture and extract, you may be wondering, what's the difference between a tincture and an extract? I've had some of you ask me that. And the difference is, the main difference is that a tincture contains a vast amount of alcohol and a small amount of herb, but an extract contains a small amount of pure grain alcohol and average out to contain at least 5 times the herb per milliliter. So this makes extracts far superior in their effectiveness, and that's what you want. Extract goes straight into the bloodstream. When you put it in your mouth, it goes straight into your bloodstream, and it does work effectively. The last herb I want to share with you tonight is called Boneset, B-O-N-E-S-E-T. It's a viral herb, good for the flu, for any kind of fevers. It builds the immunity. It's a interferon production herb as well. So now those are some of the herbs that I just wanted to share with you tonight: astragalus, arnica, oil of cajeput, valerian root, and boneset. Okay? Some of the foods this season. You know, it's a good thing to eat our foods in season. And right now, the vegetables in season are artichoke, bell peppers, beets, buttersquash, butternut squash, eggplant, leeks, radishes, parsnips, and garlic. And garlic is something every home should have. And keep garlic in your home. Garlic has high levels of vitamins and minerals. Just 100 grams provide, check this out, 100 grams of garlic provides 95% of vitamin B6, 52% of vitamin C, 33% of copper, 21% of iron, 18% of calcium, 26% of selenium, 73% of manganese. Garlic, the little garlic bulb, can you believe that? Artichokes contain significant amount of vitamin C and folic acid and potassium and fiber to help relieve the constipation. Bell peppers, raw bell peppers can provide a body with just significant amounts of vitamin C, vitamin B6, beta carotene, vitamin K, folic acid. And furthermore, this is something I want to share with you too. Bell peppers provide important antioxidant actions that can help reduce the number of dangerous free radicals roaming around the body. Bell peppers. God's got a way, y'all. You can't beat his way. He's got a more excellent way. And that's why it's so important for us to eat in order to nurture the body, in order to feed the body properly. And there's so many awesome vegetables. Right now, the farmers markets are still very, very prevalent in our neighborhoods. There's one right there on, Ford Road, right across the Middle Belt. And I believe they're there every Wednesday. Start using our farmers markets. Go to our farmers, use the farmers markets. These farmers, they don't make any money. They don't make a lot of money. So we have to, patronize with the small businesses and the farmers. I heard Dr. Kiefer say last week that we've got to patronize the small businesses, because the small businesses are the backbone of our communities. So let's start patronizing the small businesses. Some other things I just want to share with you tonight. To get rid of a virus or flu, if you have contracted one or cold, remember to stay hydrated. You can also use peppermint extract. It's great for upset stomach. Get plenty of rest. Rest is medicine. You can take 1 teaspoon of Formula Max or Formula 3 3 to 4 times a day. It's an awesome herb to help you during this time of recuperating. Also, you can use a herb that's called, it's a combination herb. It's called IBH. It's for the relief of flu symptoms and the misery that goes along with flu and infections and viruses. And remember, garlic is an antibiotic. So before you go to the doctor and load up on, I've never seen so many doctors giving antibiotics for colds as I have now in this day and age. And cold antibiotics does nothing for a cold, y'all. So, you know, just to give you the heads up, if you're thinking about antibiotic running to the doctor because you have a cold, please think again. Let the body do what it does so well. Just help it, assist it, keep it hydrated, nourished. Soups. This time of the year, you're going to see a lot of pumpkins. Pumpkins are so awesome. And after October the 31st, people will pay you to take the pumpkins away. So just, you know, remember that. Pumpkins are so high in calcium. They have like 37 milligrams of calcium and 3 grams of fiber. And this is in a cup. This is in a cup of either cooked or broiled or lightly steamed pumpkin. It has 1.4 milligrams of iron. It has 1 milligram of niacin. It has 564 milligrams of potassium. You see what I'm talking about? God's pharmacy as opposed to man's pharmacy. It just pays to just seek. The Bible says, seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be opened unto you. Ask and it shall be given. You'll receive. So let's just remember that this is the only body that we're going to get while we're here on planet Earth. So let's just do all we can to take care of it. If there's anybody tonight that has any questions or comments, what's your favorite remedy for the cold and flu season? What do you keep on hand? You want to share it with us tonight? Press option one on your telephone keypad and share with us some of the things that you do. We got a few minutes left, so if anybody like it's so many on tonight, and I am so grateful. For those of you that is tuned in with us tonight to be on Here's to Your Health, which is brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station. So, yeah, come on, chime in tonight. What do you do when you're feeling kind of putrid? Chime in and let us know tonight. Oh, yeah, here we go. Good evening, caller. Welcome to Here's to Your Health, coming from the 415 area code.
Hi, how you doing? How's everybody doing?
Good.
I was calling in because of the favorite remedies. I've been, I really like elderberry. I kind of even, we already have some elderberries that have already been steeped, and whenever I feel like I'm getting a little something or you can feel it, I just go ahead and take a little bit. And orange juice. I like my vitamin C, so I like to do the orange juice, the ginger. And like I said, the elderberry, I feel like I can feel the elderberries working.
Exactly. I'm with you. I love elderberries as well. And did you know that some of the properties and usages for an elderberry is longevity? They're awesome for colds, for flu, for any kind of swelling, any kind of respiratory problems. It provides energy. It's good for anemia, and it's good for sexual energy too. So I mean, it's just a powerful herb, and elderberries have been used for so long, and we're getting back. We're coming back to the way that our parents and our grandparents and great grandparents used to do things, and you know what? We're a lot better for it. Thanks a lot for chiming in tonight. Is it anything
no problem
else you'd like to share with us?
No, I just want to say hi, Mom.
I hear my grandson in the background. He wants to share with us.
he loves his elderberries, too.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. We're an herbal family here. So thanks for chiming in tonight, son. Hi, sweetheart. Granny will talk to you after the show.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, son. Thanks so much.
All right. No problem.
Good night. Okay,
good night.
We have another caller coming from the 313 area code. Good evening, caller. Welcome to Here's to Your Health.
Yes, this is Maddie Crumbly.
Hi, Maddie.
Hi. I would like to comment on what I use for food. I use the SNL and also use the SBT for the Superbug.
Uh-huh.
And also something is good to do in your home. I take peppermint oil, and every morning when it gets real cold, I put on a pot of water, and I put like a couple of teaspoons of the oil, and I like let it go through my house. I just breathe that peppermint oil all day.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
it's
that's
good
awesome.
To open up your head and everything.
Fantastic. That's awesome.
Yes.
Thank you so much for that, Maddie.
Oh, you're welcome, and I'm really enjoying the show.
Thank you so much, and thank you for tuning in tonight.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, we have another caller coming from the 313 area code. Welcome to Here's to Your Health tonight, caller. What's some of your favorite things to do for the cold and flu season? Good
Dr.
evening.
Doris, is that me, Dr. Doris?
That's you.
All right, Dr. Lane. I just wanted to stress a point, and everything that I've heard that is taking care of infection with the virus is right on target. But vitamin C, well, I think we want to tell the people that vitamin C should not be man-made, but from the fruits, vegetables that they consume, because there are cofactors that come in the fruit and vegetables that man can't duplicate, so that it doesn't effectively support our immune system. Is that right?
Exactly. You're on target.
Mm-hmm.
You're on target. So what's one of your favorite things to ways to get your vitamin C?
Lots of fluids and eliminating.
All right. That's how you get your vitamin C?
Oh, how get my vitamin C? Fruits and vegetables.
Okay.
Absolutely. Raw fruits and vegetables,
mm-hmm.
and mostly fresh.
Okay, mm-hmm. Great. That's fantastic. In fact, I have a product that I offer. It's called Juice Plus, and it's an awesome way to get your fruits and vegetables.
In fact,
it's a way to get 17 fruits, vegetables, and grains in capsule form, and it bridges the gap between what we should eat and what we don't eat. And it's an awesome product. I suggest you go to my website, take a look at it, and see the research on this product. This product, there's research to show that this product gets into the blood. Am I correct, Dr. Laney?
That's very true.
Yes. And once it gets there, it performs all kind of wonderful health benefits. And it's so amazing because you cannot – well, a lot of us don't. We're supposed to actually eat between 5 and 13 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. And I'm vegan and I'm raw. And there's some days I don't do it. And that's the thing. It's doing it consistently. And in this Juice Plus, you're getting kale, cherries, parsley, garlic, prunes, papaya, apple, carrots, oranges, beets, peaches, tomatoes, oat bran, cabbage, spinach, cranberry, pineapple, dates, and broccoli on a daily basis. My entire family is on it, and I love it. And like I said, I suggest you go to my website, take a look at it, and you'll see why Juice Plus is what's putting the plus in my day. So we don't have that much time left. We got a couple of more minutes if anybody else would like to chime in. And thanks so much for chiming in tonight, Dr. Laney.
Yeah, I think it's just so important that we emphasize elimination. Because
exactly.
When you leave, yeah, when that stool hangs around in your colon, you reabsorb all of that nitrogenous waste. And this contributes to the diseases that people begin to experience.
That's right. Exactly. Okay, thanks so much, Dr. Laney. We have a caller from the 313 area code. Good evening, caller. Welcome to Here's to Your Health. Good evening. Okay, maybe they just wanted to listen in tonight. We have another caller from the 313 area code. Good evening, caller. Welcome to Here's to Your Health.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay. I was talking about, I wanted to talk about your Juice Plus.
Mm-hmm.
You know I hadn't been eliminating, you know, because of my pancreas and the problems I had been going through with that. This
uh-huh.
was Linda Doris. You know I hadn't been having, like, I would go, like, 4 weeks. It's getting to where I'm going at least every 2 days now. It's getting better.
That's
I'm trying to eat more green vegetables. And I'm
very
taking
good.
Those vitamins, and I think the vitamins are helping. But I wanted to ask you, you know how people do colon cleansing? I know you're probably against that.
What kind of colon cleansing are you referring to?
I'm talking about the kind you buy at the store, you know, the
okay.
store or whatever.
Right, okay.
A lot of people do that, and I want to ask you, is like enemas and colon cleansing good or not good?
Oh, I'm very much for colon cleansers. In fact, I'm going to have Denise Strauss on. She's the owner of Bevo Wellness Center, and she does colonics. And she's my colonic specialist, and I have her on from time to time. And she'll be on, hopefully I can get her on next week, because I normally have her on at the beginning of the fall season. She's just, this is a busy time for her. So she wasn't able to be on tonight, but definitely, yes,
okay.
I love colonics. And if you're going to have one done, I would suggest you go to her, because she is an expert when it comes to the field of colonics.
And
like I said, she's at the Vivo Wellness Center. And I can give you her number. You can give me a call. And
I'll give you a call
tomorrow,
because I have some other questions I want to talk to you about, too.
Okay, that's great. That's
all
great.
Right, Doris.
Well,
thank
you so
and I'm
much
glad
for
you for reminding me to call.
Well, thank you for
text.
Tuning in.
I need that. All right.
Okay,
God
sweetie.
Bless you, and I love you dearly.
God bless you, and I love you more. Okay, well, we got about a minute and 50 seconds left, so that's telling us the clock on the wall is saying it's time to get up out of here, y'all. So I just want to thank you guys so very much for tuning in tonight. It means the world to me, because this is an opportunity where we get to share with each other. Sometimes you guys are a little quiet, and sometimes you're kind of vocal, and I love it either way. Because it's all about sharing. Sharing is caring. You know what? People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And that's what this is all about. Just letting each other know how much we care about each other to share the information. So if each one could just reach one and teach one, then how much better off would we all be because of that? So on that note, I just want to bid everybody a good night. And God bless you all. Seek God. Seek God as to how to take care of these bodies. He's obligated, because you know what? He's going to hold you responsible for how you take care of them. So seek him as to how to take care of them and ask him to provide everything you need in order to do it with. Good night, everybody. I love you all. God bless you. Night Janice Moore.